Good morning to you. It is 6:47. Let's kick things into high gear now. Dave Jarvis has today's sports.
Thank you, Frank. Oregon Ducks coach Chip Kelly in his post-game interviews often analyzes the shortcomings of the day and then says, quote, "We've got to get better," end quote, a formula he's followed game after game. Well, this time around, he talked about possession time after beating Washington 34-17.
You know, I mean, we didn't have the ball very often, but I think we capitalized when we did. We just got to get better, you know, and that's what our guys do. They understand what we have to do, and they compete it to them.
Oregon has won 17 straight conference games. That's the longest streak in the Pac-12. Next week, they face Stanford in Palo Alto. Going to be a game you can hear right here on KBND, 4 o'clock pregame and a 5 o'clock kickoff this Saturday. And don't forget, we're going to be down at the D&D for another game day event. It will be packed to the rafters. Listen for your chances to win VIP packages. Alabama didn't fall very far after Saturday's 9-6 overtime loss to Louisiana State. Last week's number two team is this week's number three team in the BCS standings. LSU still number one, followed by Oklahoma State, then Alabama, Stanford, and Boise State. Oklahoma, Oregon, Arkansas, Clemson, and Virginia Tech round out the top 10. Only two Central Oregon teams have advanced to the OSAA playoff brackets, and both play at home this weekend. Bend beat Woodburn in the play-in round, earning a number three seed in the top half of the bracket of 5A. They host Liberty on Friday. And Mountain View rolled over Marshfield. They earned a number two seed in the bottom of the 5A bracket and welcome Jefferson also on Friday. The Bend game will be the KBND game of the week this coming for Friday night. We'll go on the air at 6:45 with kickoff set for 7 o'clock. And rookie Torrey Smith grabbed a 26-yard TD pass from Joe Flacco with 8 seconds left. The Ravens completed a comeback over Pittsburgh 23-20. Linebacker Terrell Suggs had an interception in the victory. He says he anticipates facing Pittsburgh again in the playoffs.
We swept them. But don't be fooled. We're going to have to see this team in January. Like I said, we just position ourselves for them to have to come to M&T so we can do it.
Dallas, Miami, New Orleans, San Francisco, Houston, the Jets, Atlanta, Denver, Cincinnati, Green Bay, Arizona, and the Giants all won. Chicago at Philadelphia tonight in Monday Night Football. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.